Joy, Bringing Up Boys by Dr. James C. Dobson, published by Tyndale House Publishers. I'm Wayne Shepherd. Chapter 1, The Wonderful World of Boys. Greetings to all the men and women out there who are blessed to be called parents. There is no greater privilege in living than bringing a tiny new human being into the world and then trying to raise him or her properly during the next 18 years. Doing that job right requires all the intelligence, wisdom, and determination you will be able to muster. And for parents whose family includes one or more boys, the greatest challenge may be just keeping them alive through childhood and adolescence. We have a delightful 4-year-old youngster in our family named Jeffrey, who is all boy. One day last week, his parents and grandparents were talking in the family room when they realized that the child hadn't been seen in the past few minutes. They quickly searched from room to room, but he was nowhere to be found. 4 adults scurried throughout the neighborhood calling, "Jeffrey? Jeffrey!" No answer. The kid had simply disappeared. Panic gripped the family as terrible possibilities loomed before them. Everyone muttered a prayer while running from place to place. After about 15 minutes of sheer terror, someone suggested they call 911. As they re-entered the house, the boy jumped out and said, "Hey!" Little Jeffrey, bless his heart, had been hiding under the bed while chaos swirled around him. It was his idea of a joke. He was shocked to learn that 4 big people were very angry with him. Jeffrey is not a bad or rebellious kid. He is just a boy. And in case you haven't noticed, boys are different from girls. That fact was never in question for previous generations. They knew intuitively that each sex was a breed apart and that boys were typically the more unpredictable of the two. Haven't you heard your parents and grandparents say with a smile, "Girls are made out of sugar and spice and everything nice, but boys are made out of snakes and snails and puppy dog tails"? It was said tongue-in-cheek, but people of all ages thought it was based on fact. "Boys will be boys," they said knowingly. They were right. Boys are usually, but not always, tougher to raise than their sisters. Girls can be difficult to handle too, but there is something especially challenging about boys. Although individual temperaments vary, boys are designed to be more assertive, audacious, and excitable than girls. Psychologist John Roseman calls them little aggressive machines. One father referred to his son as all afterburner and no rudder. In an article in the Washington Times entitled, "What Are Boys Made Of?" reporter Paula Gray Hunker quoted a mother named Meg McKenzie, who said raising her 2 sons is like living with a tornado. From the moment that they come home from school, they'll be running around the house, climbing trees outside, and making a commotion inside that sounds as if a herd of elephants has moved in upstairs. I'll try to calm them down, but my husband will say, "This is what boys do. Get used to it." If you host a birthday party for 5-year-olds, the boys will probably behave very differently from the girls. One or more of them is likely to throw cake, put his hands in the punch bowl, or mess up the games for the girls. Why are they like this? Some would say their mischievous nature has been learned from the culture. Really? Then why are boys more aggressive in every society around the globe? And why did the Greek philosopher Plato write more than 2,300 years ago, "Of all the animals, the boy is the most unmanageable"? One of the scariest aspects of raising boys is their tendency to risk life and limb for no good reason. It begins very early. If a toddler can climb on it, he will jump off it. He careens out of control toward tables, tubs, pools, steps, trees, and streets. He makes guns out of cucumbers or toothbrushes and likes digging around in drawers, pill bottles, and mom's purse. And just hope he doesn't get his grubby little hands on a tube of lipstick. A boy harasses grumpy dogs and picks up kitties by their ears. His mom has to watch him every minute to keep him from killing himself. He loves to throw rocks, play with fire, and shatter glass. He also gets great pleasure out of irritating his brothers and sisters, his mother, his teachers, and other children. As he gets older, he is drawn to everything dangerous: skateboards, rock climbing, hang gliding, motorcycles, and mountain bikes. At about 16, he and his buddies begin driving around town like kamikaze pilots on sake. It's a wonder any of them survive. Not every boy is like